This is an awkward Sunday for me as far as to give a sermon. First off, I missed the first three because the whole month has been about Thanksgiving. This one is the fourth one. The first three I didn't get to hear, so I'm kind of winging it on. So if I repeat something, we're going to thank the Lord that's repeated, because there's probably someone here who didn't hear it the first time and they need to hear it now. Second of all, it's awkward because now it's after the day of Thanksgiving, so now our thoughts are being turned to Christmas. So hopefully by the end of this, I will remember to tie the two together. If not, Janet, please remind me Christmas. I see all the decorations, but you know, really, the decorations don't mean a whole lot to me. I was born on December 18th, and from the day of my birth, Christmas decorations in my home have gone up. So to me, actually, this is my birthday. This is for me. So really, Christmas decorations, they're beautiful and I love them, but they won't remind me of Christmas, so sorry. I hope I don't crush those. I'm going to repeat a little bit of what Ed read for me. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all things, as what a lot of scriptures say, all things. Or in this inversion, it says, in all circumstances. All circumstances. We'll get to that. For this is God's will for you in Christ. It'll talk about when and how to give thanks. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray in you. So that's telling me that every time we pray, we should be giving thanks. Okay, so that's the when, every time we pray. So when do we pray? Well, a year or so ago, I talked about that. When should we pray? Every second of our waking day. Why? Because God wants to have a continuous conversation with us. Praying, all it is a constant communion, conversation with God. Tell him about our day. Tell him how we feel. Tell him what we missed. Tell him how angry we are about something. Tell him about the love of our life that he brought into our life for us. We also want to pray and thank God in our prayers for those he brings into our lives. And we're going to ask him to bless them, thanking them for them being in our lives. Paul says in Ephesians, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that God may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Wow. Wouldn't that be a gift to give to someone? Anyone? Each and every single person that you know in your life, to pray for them, that God will bless them? That'd be awesome. And remember what I talked about last month. We don't have to see the blessings come true to know that they will be granted. We will eventually see the fruits of that labor at the end of our time. Also thanking God for someone being in your life every day. Although she doesn't always think it, because sometimes I can be a little difficult to live with, I do thank the Lord for my wife being in my life. I do believe he brought him to me. The first time I saw her, little voice in my head said, that's the one. And I said, really? That's the one? It's not the other one standing next to her? Nope, that's the one. She's always asking me, how did you know you love me? Simple. God told me you're the one for me. I never questioned it. Got to know her. Fell in love with her. And I still love her. Love her more every day. Being thankful is a response to God's grace. Thanklessness dishonors God. Ooh, that's a toughie. If we're thankless, that's dishonoring God. Because he wants us to be thankful. Being thankful continues that prayer with him every day. Being thankless brings on bitterness, complaining, grumbling, grouchy, dislike, which can lead to depression. That's a toughie. Depression's not good, especially at this time of year. A lot of people fall into that. Let me give you a little example. Easy to relate to, because we all do it. We've all done it. We'll probably all do it again. I'm guilty of it myself. Wake up in the morning, alarm goes off, snooze. Alarm goes off, snooze. Alarm goes off, snooze. You look at the clock. Ah! I'm late for work. You get up. You're rushing around. Getting everything ready for work. Hop in the car, and you're racing down the freeway. See a bunch of cars coming up. You go, oh, maybe I better slow down a little bit because there might be a cop. So you slow down a little bit. When you think the cop, there might not be a cop anymore, then you speed up again. Get off the freeway. You're driving down the road now. Red lights. Doesn't it happen every time if you're late going anywhere? Red lights. Okay, so now I'm driving down the road. Red light. Damn it, I'm going to be late for work. I'm sitting here waiting for phantom cars. Thrill cars coming. Why light? Why are you giving me a red light? Light changes green. Next light's green. Oh, thank God. Thank you, God. Gave me a green light. Thank you, God. Gave me another green light. Red light. It's like, oh, why am I getting all these red lights? So by the time you get to work, now you're flustered. You're upset. You're angry. You're irritable. Now you're dealing with other people. You're angry. You're irritable with them. And anything they little do just aggravates you even more. Now, let's change that up a little bit. Let's see how God would like for us to respond to that. Alarm goes off, beep, beep. Alarm goes off, alarm goes off. I'm late for work. Oh, Lord, please help me get to work on time. Get ready for work, get in the car, you're driving. Preferably, you're following the speed limit, preferably. I who work, who don't really want to see you come and visit me at work, I would like for you to go the speed limit, thank you. So you're driving the speed limit. Hit the green light. Oh, thank you, Lord, for that green light. Hit another green light. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the green light. Come to red light. Oh, thank you, Lord, for slowing me down to remind me to be safe. Be a safe driver. Thank you, Lord, for this red light. Because what you might not know, all of a sudden here comes someone. What has happened? They went through the yellow light. Or as you're going through the intersection, after the light turns green, you see a cop sitting right over there. Just a waiting for you to have sped through that light. So because you stopped for a red light, you had to slow down. Had to think. Thank God for the peace of mind that he gave you in the time of chaos that you're going through right now for being late for work. Just remember to stop for that light for safety's sake. So you can make it to work safely. Then by the time you get to work, because now you're not all mad and grumbling because you were late for work or because you ran kept getting all them red lights. You need to work, be thankful that you made it to work in one piece and happy. Now what happens? When you interact with people, you're in a better mood. So now, when that irritable gentleman at the window comes in and wants a copy of his ticket that you can't provide for him because it's the wrong day of the week and there's no one there to get the information for you to give to him, you can calmly talk to him and get him to understand that he's got to come tomorrow when there will be somebody there who can help him. Instead of letting him get on your nerves because he's yelling and screaming at you. That's part of your continuous prayer, your continuous conversation with God, because he wants us to be continually talking to him. Let me tell you right now, in my head, I'm talking to him right now because I'm a little bit nervous. It's like, oh, don't let me forget anything you wanted me to say, Lord. Just keep that coming through. forgot. I did forget. So excuse me a moment. Let me check my notes real quick here. Yep. That's right. Thank God for notes. Ah, I remember. That was a simple one, an example of when to pray a thank you for something that's not quite so positive. Let me give you another one. My aunt passed away. I thank the Lord that she passed, puts her out of her pain because she had cancer. She had it bad. And she lived and fought it for quite a few years. I also thank the Lord I know that she believed in Jesus Christ, so I know she's in heaven. Then I thank the Lord I will see her again. You know, you say, well, that's fine and dandy, but how's that help me? What if I'm not sure? Thank the Lord in the knowledge that he knows their heart. Give you peace. He knows their heart. Thank the Lord for all the people who came to support you, all the family members that I hadn't seen in years. Several of them I had not seen for 30-something years. And it was really nice to see them. And they were surprised that I blessed them with my presence because they had not seen me in the 30-something years. So there's another blessing, another thing to thank the Lord for, that the family members got together to support each other in a loss that was all dear to us. We got sat around and told stories about her. Well, some of us did. Others just wandered around and hugged everybody. Thank the Lord that you lost your job. Not the fact that you lost your job, but thank the Lord that he is going to be there to guide you, to help you find another job. And because he's got his hand in it, you're lifting it up to him, it'll be better than the one you just left. The job I have right now took me a long time to get, and I just had to leave it in the Lord's hand. Janet was about ready to kill me. I was out of work for quite a long time. But I kept getting these jobs. There were two at one time that came in. And it's like I didn't know which one to take. One was photography, which I have at the time that was one of my hobbies. The other one was working for Disney. Well, I did a lot of prayer. I talked to a few very close people of confidence who I trusted their judgment and decided on the one with Disney. Yes, I loved working at Disney. It was great. It was a great opportunity. It was fun. Although I spent more money than I earned. Because they didn't provide much time in order for me to earn any minimum wages. They don't pay their temporary people very much, and they don't get very many hours. That's why they hire so many people. Then from there, I took another job. The Lord led me to another one that was a better one. It was a full-time. Paid a little above minimum wage, paid a little bit more than Disneyland, not a whole lot. They were nice. From that job, I learned I did not do well dispatching. I was not a dispatcher. Did not do well at that. So there's other jobs that came up in the field that I'm in now, because Janet came home and said, hey, we're hiring for here. Go apply. So I applied, but I didn't hear back for them for a while. So I applied at other similar places. A couple, yes, I took, they involved dispatching, and I didn't pass that portion, but that was okay. But eventually it came down to what happened was I was out of 50 people after the written test, 17. After their verbal interviews, I was 7. They hired somebody. Somebody else quit. So they went back to the list, which now I came up, moved up with the people who were dropping out on number 3. Out of those 3 people, 2 took jobs other places, which left me. The chief at the time, when he hired me, looked at everything I had and said, oh, this is the largest paying job you have ever had, and I like the fact that you worked at Disneyland. So because I worked at Disneyland, that is, even though I was number 1 and the only one left, but he still could have told me no, and they could have went down to the next 3 people. But he liked the fact that I worked at Disneyland. Got me the job. thank the Lord that I worked there, even though I spent more money than what I earned. I worked there, but it helped open a door for a wonderful opportunity to work at a job that, yes, it pays the most I've ever earned in my life. But it also is a wonderful job. I love it. And although I can't wait to retire from it so I can spend more time at home, I still really love that job. But along the way, I had to be thankful for each and everything. I'm thankful for Disneyland. I'm thankful for the tow company. I'm thankful for all the testing that I had to go through to figure out what I was good at, what not good at, even though I'm not very good at testing. I had these panic attacks right before the test. Actually, I have a panic attack before we leave the house to go to take the test. It's true, Dan will tell you. I do. I don't test well. I panic. I get these panic attacks. But I am thankful for those opportunities because it led me to where I am now, which I feel is where, since I've been there for quite some time now, that's where God wanted me to be. Constantly being thankful. Be thankful even when God doesn't answer your prayer. Be thankful because he closed that door. Because that's not where he wanted you to be. So it's like, thank you, Lord, for closing this door. Lord, I lift up my life to you. I lift up my job to you. Lead me to the job you want me to go to. Open that window. And he will. He will open the window. You may have to thank him for not getting quite a few before you get to the one that he wants you to have. But it's a process. God does... I read it somewhere. It's in my notes somewhere. I don't remember the scripture. But God does not put obstacles in your way. He allows the devil to put obstacles in your way. Because way back in Genesis, when we were created, he gave us free will, free choice. So we have to choose. So if we're constantly talking to God, telling him about our day, constantly praying to him, constantly asking him for guidance, constantly thanking him for it, for everything, I think he'll guide us to the right answer. He will guide us to the right answer. He's not going to make us do it. But if we listen to him, he will guide us to the right way to go. Now, let me try and tie this with Christmas. We have Thanksgiving that the states, our founding fathers, decreed for us. As a reminder to stop and think about that one day, what we're all grateful for. God wants us to have that day every day. Maybe not the food, because I gained probably 10 pounds, but the thought of thanking him, being thankful for the people in our lives, being thankful for the incidences that occurred, being thankful for the loss of one dog and the entrance to my life of another dog. Being thankful. God wants that every day. That's what Thanksgiving is a reminder of. Now, this being the Sunday after Thanksgiving, it's leading us towards the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, what can we be thankful for in that? Yes, the birth. We're thankful for the birth of Jesus Christ, and we're going to celebrate that because without the birth, there would not have been the life with the lessons that he taught us that are written in Scripture. Without the life that he taught us written in Scripture, there would not be the crucifixion. Without the crucifixion, there would not be death. Without death, there would not be resurrection. Without resurrection, all of a sudden the word just flew out of my mind. Thank you. Eternal life, salvation. There would not be salvation and eternal life. Thank you. So we have the Thanksgiving, being thankful. We have Christmas, which gives us the start of another year of thankfulness. Also, without the resurrection, there would not be the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the communication. He's our mediator. He tells us what God wants us to know, He helps us talk to one another. He is the comfort and the security, the blanket that Christ uses to wrap around us in our time of need, in our time of despair, in our time of sadness, to help lift us up, to give us the words of encouragement and the reasons for being thankful for the incidences, to lift our spirits, to lift our soul. There was one other thought that I wanted to share, but I don't remember what it is, so he must have decided I didn't need to say it after all. So with that, I'm going to close with prayer. Lord, I thank you for everyone's presence here tonight. I thank you that they had the heart to come out and spend their time with us, to spend their time with you. Lord, I'm very thankful to be a part of this church, for the opportunity to be able to share the things that you've placed on my heart, that you've wanted me to share with others, to be a means to be of your voice. As the rest of this evening progresses, Lord, just place upon each and one of our hearts and our minds the things that you'd like for us to be grateful for, to be able to thank you for them. Let's not be like the 9 lepers that got their gift and walked away, but like that one leper got his gift and came back and thanked the Lord for saving him. Let us also be thankful for those things that we don't get, that you don't answer, for that prayer you don't answer, because actually non-answer is an answer. You answered us that no, you weren't granting that. So we thank you for that. We thank you that you're going to give us something that is better than what we asked for. And these things, we give thanks for you in our lives, and we ask that you bless us as we go about the rest of this evening.